Ian Sneddon is a partner with Cohen Hiley Lawyers. He's also a friend of the Taz and Jim show. He joins us here. Hey, Ian.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm seeing some interesting legal news that I can't wait to talk about.
Yeah, so we saw the story, I think it was a week or two ago, but we held off on it because we wanted to get you involved. We know your specialty is family law, so you've dealt with a lot of drama when it comes to people parting ways, ending relationships. Jim, what's the synopsis of the story here?
Basically, there's a woman in Utah. She was married for 25 years. When they originally got married, she did a boudoir style nude photo shoot for her then husband, which is more popular now, less popular 25 years ago.
Yeah, my wife did one for me, not nude, but
she's wearing all the different NCAA mascot costumes.
A little less than that.
She knows me so well.
She's just wearing the heads.
Unidentifiable. That might be the tip for everybody.
Okay. So okay. She did the boudoir photo shoot for her then husband.
Yes. They were married 25 years. They get divorced. The husband says, I will not give the boudoir book back because that was a gift for me. They go to court in the divorce court. The judge says, you know what? I will give him the photo album. He does get it, but a third party is going to have to edit the majority of the nudity out. And she says, I don't want to give it to another person for another person to see and then manipulate. Just give me the photos back. So as of right now, as it stands, a third party will have an opportunity to maybe just edit out the photos, keep the nice words that were in the boudoir photo shoot that went along with it,
but they're
personalized. But
they're gonna censor the nudity.
Maybe the whole, maybe every picture. It doesn't get into details, but it says the words are the only things that matter. So that's the part he gets to keep. It's kind of up in the air right now. She's not happy with the ruling, but I have a lot of questions, Ian. First off, is this
right.
The first you've ever heard of anything like this?
Of this nature, yeah,
boudoir.
It's unique, definitely. Mm. Yeah, boudoir. I've had pictures dealing with sex tapes where
there we go.
Someone, in fact, I did a trial 2 days deal with sex tapes, and the wife was arguing that she signed a separation agreement because he wouldn't return the sex tapes, and that she was forced to do them, but we had about 100 sex tapes, so it was hard to see her being forced into 100 of them. But no, this is definitely new, and there isn't a lot of information because Utah isn't public, but we've got our resources. So we had one of our students, Andrea Strathdy, who actually, Taz, you may know her. Her father is the mayor of Strathroy.
St. Mary's.
Yeah.
The mayor of St. Mary's.
Al Strathdy.
Yeah.
St. Mary's, sorry.
So which sex tape was he in?
Al Strathdy as a sex tape? Is that what we're taking?
Let's just get these rumors going.
Anyway.
She looked into this case.
She looked into this case. And so there is, Jim's absolutely right. It'll be a third party that decides whether it can go or can't go, which is obviously very violating to the individual because she doesn't want anybody to see these pictures.
Right.
But
if something is given as a gift, like let's go to the engagement ring, for example.
Okay. Yeah.
If a husband said, and I'm sure you've seen this one before, a husband says, I want the engagement ring back or I want the wedding ring back when they break up. How does that one usually go?
Well, the law on that is very, very old, but with engagement rings anyway, the law was that it depended on who broke up the relationship. So the engagement ring is a promise to get married, and then whoever it was decided not to get married, they lose the engagement ring.
Okay.
But to have something like this that's such a personal nature is unprecedented, really.
I think we all can all agree morally this guy's a dirtbag for wanting to keep it. But legally it is interesting because if you didn't want him to have it forever, you never should have taken him in the first place. I don't mean to sound like old man Jim, but if you get a tattoo with your lover's name on it, you know that you could break up and that tattoo is going to be haunting you.
Yeah, but this guy sounds like a petty jerk, no? Why does he want to keep the photos?
Legally, like, because they're his legally. So, when you know, just like, why would you want to keep your husband's video game collection or whatever in a divorce,
yeah,
you
petty.
Know? Exactly. But legally, they get it.
Yeah, why would my wife keep all my pinball machines?
Yeah, because she can.
There's no father out there who's particularly proud of the fact that those pictures are circulating around. So I do feel sorry for her. But I think the worst part of it is the censorship, because what the judge ordered was, well, take out all the racy stuff, and you figure she, the wife, could do that herself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, Microsoft Paint.
Racy and what's not racy. Why doesn't she do the censoring of it?
Yeah, or just actual paint.
Retake it and paint. Yeah, that could work. Now, what if I sent, which I don't, but what if I sent like illicit pictures of myself to somebody's cell phone, the new technology, D-pics, if you will. We break up, divorce, whatever. Can I demand that they delete them off whatever hard drive or phone or computer
they
have?
That's a good
question. You can, and in Canada, there's is often referred to as revenge porn, but when new pictures are posted on the internet without that person's permission, because they were meant for a private audience, one person, and they're put out to everybody, they can be charged criminally. So it's very different in Canada than it is in Utah anyway.
Well, I would just suggest, if you got nude pictures of Jim on your phone, just do everyone a favor and delete them today.
Oh, God.
Nobody's a winner in that situation. If you've got questions for a lawyer, you can always call Ian Snedden or one of his team members at Cohen Hiley, or check him out online, cohenhiley.com.
This is Taz and Jim.